Eskom briefed the media on Wednesday morning after the power generating company implemented Stage 4 load shedding. It said Stage 4 will continue until Friday morning and will be reduced to Stage 2 until Monday. However, if the power utility runs out of diesel and water, it will have to implement Stage 6 load shedding. Jan Oberholzer, Eskom COO.
Should we be in stage 2 where we are now and we're running out completely out of diesel and completely out of water and we then have to implement load shedding, then it means that there's up to 6 stages of load shedding. So we will do whatever we can to make sure that we limit that. And this is why this morning, very early this morning, we took the decision that we rather implement stage 4 load shedding to make sure that we don't get close to the situation that we are running, that we actually have depleted all our water as well as all our diesel. We're also taking note of the fact that what is happening in, you know, with Russia and the Ukraine and the negative impact or the possible negative impact that may have on the availability of diesel volumes.
He said they are not certain how the Ukraine-Russia conflict, which has contributed to fuel prices rising, will affect the power utility.
In terms of the impact of what is happening in the world and what it will have on Eskom, I honestly do not have the information at my disposal. However, we are currently looking at a few things. We're looking at what is the impact of should diesel become, you know, it's like economic powers, demand and supply. So if the supply is becoming less, what the most likelihood will be in terms of the effect on prices. So we're looking at diesel, we're looking at fuel oil, and we're also looking at coal. So unfortunately, that crystal ball that we need to look in is not that clear, but we are making certain assumptions and we're working at those figures to understand, to get a good feel for what most likely we can face.
Eskom head of generation Philip Dukashe said it's going to be a hard year for the power utility.
We have said that this year is going to be a hard year and it's proving really to be a very difficult year. One of the units that is more reliable than nuclear at Uber. Outage. That unit, because it's on outage and it's a big unit, obviously the rest of the system fills it because we have to make up. And our coal-fired units tend to be much more unreliable than nuclear. So yes, this year is going to be a hard year and we are experiencing that. But I can give that assurance. We are doing all we can. We are working extremely hard to try and deal with the issues that we are facing at the moment.
For Times Live Podcast, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.